I'm going to call the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of the 27th of January 2020 to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock, Kelly Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Sylvia Janelle, Prudential.
Charlie, the clerk.
Is anyone recording?
No one's recording.
We stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Any public comment? No public comment. Ray.
I handed out the, well, first of all, let me begin by, I'll begin and end with good news. I just this afternoon received an email from the Cape Cod Community Health Group, Municipal Health Group. We are meeting on Wednesday to approve the rates for the coming year. And the steering committee has met already and proposed no increase for the second year. The alternatives ran from nothing up to 8%. But I haven't seen the figures yet, but apparently the results are still very strong. In other words, we're underspending the premiums by a substantial amount. So there, we'll see that on Wednesday. But usually the board follows what the steering committee says. So it looks like pretty sure we'll have no increase in the medical rates next year. Good thing.
Good thing, yeah.
Looking at the actual results through through December, so the first 6 months, tax collections are at $1,791,000, which is 48% of what we have budgeted. Our target, of course, in December is 50%. So we're running slightly behind our budget. We are up from last year by about 10%. Excuse me, let me read what I calculated. The current year is up 9%, which is a good indication. And then prior years are up 38%. The water department that I was initially concerned about, which shows a decline year to year. When I queried the water department, they stood with their forecast that they had given me in November, which was the basis that I included in the tax calculation. And in fact, the last email that I got later this afternoon said that they, the actual billing for usage was higher than they had anticipated. They had anticipated $550,000, and it actually went out at $639,000.
Wow. So, half a year.
It's going to be, if everything happens, we'll have over $1 million of water department revenue. So we should have some attractive overages when we sit down to calculate the taxes next year. Fire department, the ambulances are running ahead of budget and slightly ahead of last year. In the other category, we're ahead of budget in last year by virtue of higher interest and earnings, which we gave back this afternoon with the decline in the stock market because we had the buildup through December, and that's reflected there. On the expense side, the Prudential Committee is running at 58% of target, but that is explained by the one-time, as you'll see back on page 3. When you pull out the one-time, we're still slightly over with salaries, but well within and other expenditures. Fire department is under budget at $934,000, 46% of budget. And when you look at page 3, all categories are under budget as well. Water department, same story, under budget, actually slightly below last year. Freedom Hall, although up from last year, is well below our budget target of 50%, and nothing that we see that is worrisome there. Library, the street lights, well below budget again this year. Library, we have made that payment. Debt service, we only paid the short term, the long term. Principal payments are due in February, and so we don't. We're on target with what we should be spending in that category. Benefits, it looks like we're over, but that's by virtue of the retirement that we pay at the beginning of the year, and then in a minor way, we pay 1 month extra during the year and then don't pay the last month in June for health benefits. Transfers are completed. There is $1,500 left over from what I had anticipated, or actually $1,500 left over to move to stabilization as I had anticipated. However, when we finally did the numbers, we were $6,000 under what was needed to pay the debt. So we have an extra $6,000 that we can allocate. And as we turn the page and look at the appropriations, the rehab of 263 is completed, and the PRUCOM can close that. The pump well treatment, $30,000, is being held for contingencies. The SAFE grant is in progress, and actually we're asking for an extension for payments that we have committed to but not have been billed. So when we file that paper, we'll say that we're looking for an extension on that grant and should fully spend it. Replacing the fire roof, we've allocated the extra funds to that. That can be closed. It'll be closed by the annual district meeting. I'm not sure if we'll do it this year. The only way we can do it this year is in anticipation of next December when we use it to pay down the debt, because it's still a live rascal in terms of it still has debt outstanding. Fire department pickup, we have closed that out and used those funds to pay debt. Air packs, we're closed out on budget. Fire station repairs, we have budgeted $100,000 as debt. We've only spent $13,000, so we have to sit down. I have to sit down with the fire department, figure out exactly what they're going to pay, and do we need to borrow that money, or can we cover it by closing out some of the other appropriations and avoid borrowing that money. Repaving the park lot, that's where the extra $6,000 was allocated. And again, that we can use to pay down debt or allocate to that fire station for repairs. Freedom Hall flooring completed, $10,000 to be allocated as you deem appropriate. Freedom Hall basement ceiling is open and pending. That can be paid out of operating funds, so there's no need for that. So whenever we want to move forward with that, we can. The water pickup, we've closed out. That, again, use that to pay down debt. Lowell's Pond and the water mains, the same story. We've closed those out at your direction, and those funds were used to pay down debt. The Water Department security system is still in process. Talking with the Water Department, they anticipate completing that by the end of summer. The water tank balance, I'm still trying to pull that apart. I believe there's a lot of confusion. There were apparently missed filings by our consultants who have since corrected it with the state. But I think the easiest thing to do with that is to simply have the annual district meeting close that out. And if we can do it in anticipation, we'll close it out this year to use for paying down debt when debt comes due in December. And then finally, the space review, again, is completed, and that those funds can be allocated. Again, likely candidate is the fire station repairs, if that's all that needs to be done there. And then finally, on page 3, I gave you a little more visibility on what are one-time payments, what are the salary. And again, everything appears to be under budget. The electricity is slightly over budget, but I think with the lower maintenance, we can cover that. The only other item that's over budget is Prudential Committee salaries, and we're just running slightly over for some of the extra things that came up, like the next page, the USDA review, which sounded a little more ominous when I got the letter from them and went through the checklist that they provided. Fran was able to join me in meeting with the lady, who was, I would say, overall very reasonable for a government employee. She stuck to her guns, but at least she didn't get silly. I mean, I've seen, when I was at Capabilities working with the Department of Labor, I saw how silly a bureaucrat can get. They're really pedantic. She was not. And as you can see from this letter, we got got approval. We do have to include the equal employer statement, which we do with everything when we go out to the public. Mm-hmm. We just now have to put it on our website, on our letterhead, et cetera. The tricky thing is the TDD, TDD number. We have a TDD number through the fire department and our dispatch services. I'm not sure that really works for the water department and the district. I've got to really check on that. It could be we're going to have to add that to really be compliant and then put that number on our letterhead and stationery as well.
Oh, good job, because I know when I was reviewing what they were requesting, it looked like it was not going to be.
No, Ray worked really hard on that. Yeah. It was just
good job. Thank you.
Tons of information that was required.
Yeah.
Just really.
So glad it's over with. We're clean. It looks like our remedies are relatively low cost. And I'll find out about the TD and come back to you on that. The final note is that we will start converting the accounting system, the VADAR system, to the cloud during the first week in February. That was the first time we could really get it scheduled with all the other things going on. So by the time we get together, I should be able to tell you that that is a done deal.
So I have a question about the credit card payments and getting that up and running.
The only thing I have done is to send Lindsay an email saying, what do I need to get this started? So I will get that going.
Yeah, she's from Unibank.
Unibank, I'm sorry, yeah. We'll go with Unibank. The price is the best.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero.
And it's the village uses it, and Rick is happy with it. So I don't know if you've heard of any problems they've had with their online payment. So it looks like a good deal. We'll just have to see what we have to do. I'm sure there's going to be some software changes at the water department. We'll see how extensive they are, see if we can afford them this year, or we have to wait and appropriate them for next year. My goal is this year.
So any questions, Mr. Ray?
Just a couple of things. I first want to thank you again, just like the rest of the members of the committee, for the job you did with the USDA grant. I know how tough all the production of information to them could be, so thank you for that. I also want to thank you for the detailed report on the line items for the different, for the general fund, for the different departments, because as you mentioned, in the Prudential budget, there's a line item for insurance, and that payment goes in all at once. So in the grand scheme of things, it looks like we're over. But when you look at the line items, you know that line item is spent. Nothing else will come out of it. And our salaries and expenses, when you look at that, they're close to 50%, so we're exactly where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So that's great because, again, it clears that picture really well. And then just on one last thing, I really like what you do with the capital every month and how you provide us with the balances and different status of all the projects. But I also like how you added that little one next to things that are excess funds available for reallocation. Could we expect maybe in the next couple of meetings before the district meeting a proposal on what we're going to do with those balances?
Yeah, I've told the chief that we should get together and have this settled before April. I'm going to try and get that done next month just so it's out of the way. As we start doing our budget, we really should. And he's doing his budget, so it's natural that we should do it at this time.
Excellent. Thank you very much again.
Freedom Hall, a couple of things. I was contacted by the Masons, the lodge across the parking lot, and they wanted to know if we'd like them to replace the no parking sign that was stolen, that was on for free. Anybody got a problem with that?
I do.
No, I don't have a problem with free.
So, and the other thing is the floor.
We accept their gift.
Yeah. The stage floor really needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
So I need to check with somebody up in the state to make sure that, you know, that we're not splitting the bid. You know, this came in much lower than we expected. So
yeah.
I need to check and see if it's all right to use that money to do this floor, which I think probably an engineered floor would be the best thing up there. Obviously not maple. You know, it'd just be too expensive.
Yeah, I think it doesn't hurt to look at that. Basically, if within the procurement laws, we're allowed to replace the floor of the stage with our balance, by all means.
Yeah.
If not, we'll reappropriate it and then use it for that anyways.
Yeah.
Good. That's a great idea.
So, and then the only other sort of large project we need to do for Freedom Hall is the plumbing. Well, we still have brass pipes in this building, which if you look at sideways can just, you know, break and go. So we really need to switch it all over to copper. State doesn't allow us to use the PEX because who knows why. So I'm going to get a price on that for the...
What is downstairs? What is plumbed downstairs?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing? Okay, so it's just these two?
It's just the two bathrooms.
Okay.
So it's all in this back part of the building, and there's a mini, very, like, the world's smallest water heater down there. But it's all, you know, it should be easy enough to just, you know, change it over. All right. So policy advisory, how's that?
Policy advisory is actually going really well. We had our second meeting earlier in the month, and Ed, the whole group was, but Tom was present at the meeting. So we discussed basically the proposals for how to move forward, what we want to provide to the Prudential Committee in regards to changes. And I brought in a capital improvement and fiscal policy to hopefully, you know, guide these processes and make things easier. A couple of people had other ideas of what they wanted to discuss too, so we decided that we would just digest all these things and then meet in the next couple of months so that hopefully we can have a final document that we'd be able to provide to the Prudential Committee before the annual district meeting. But it's going really well. There's a lot of interest from the group. Our meetings actually go pretty long. There's a lot of public comment too, so but the vast majority of our conversations have involved in basically just summarizing our proposed policies into what we call low-hanging fruit and things that we notice that could be fixed right away and could improve the district right away, and then perhaps in the discussion of long-term planning and what we want to do as a district moving forward. So our policies are tended to go in either of those directions. So hopefully we can provide a comprehensive document that addresses, like I said, low-hanging fruit and then things of regarding planning for the district future.
Okay. Any questions? Thanks.
The bylaw committee is going to have its first meeting tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. And the minutes, it's a typo, should have been under that. So I will accept a motion to approve the minutes for October 18th, November 18th, November 20th, December 16th for the regular meeting and the executive session.
The only changes I saw was Oppenheimer. It's just Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. With an H.
It's just a no.
Oh, December. But, okay.
And that's December. Otherwise, I've had a chance to review and don't have any other questions or concerns.
I move to approve the minutes with Lisa's change.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. So. Do you want to make the motion to go into executive session?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session under purpose 3 to discuss strategy with respect to collective bargaining or litigation if an open meeting may have a detrimental effect on the bargaining or litigation of a public body. The committee will not return to open session.
Second.
All those in favor, roll call.
Lisa Mycock-Kelly in favor.
Fran Parks in favor.
Silvio Genau in favor.